Talia.
The softness of Lucas's voice helps to calm my frazzled nerves. I look up to find his hands tucked into the pockets of his jeans, a duffel bag swung over his shoulder, and his eyes silently begging me to say yes to whatever he's about to ask me.
Can we talk?
He asks. Whitney and Lennon both step back, but Cole's Jeep pulls up to the curb. We'll be in the car, Whitney says, and they disappear into the vehicle. He cups my elbow and guides me away from the Jeep toward the fence, then drops his duffel bag to the ground. He places one hand on the fence and leans his weight against it. Unable to relax, I stand there with my arms crossed over my beer-stained blouse.
You okay?
He asks, tenderness in his tone. Yeah. My eyes focus down on the cracked cement.
I'm guessing tonight isn't a good night.
I can't look at him, so the only way we could sleep together tonight would be if he were to blindfold me. Which wouldn't be a half-bad idea any other time, I suppose. No. I figure I'll never see this guy again. I mean, we definitely hang in different circles. My head lifts and I meet his eyes. I'm sorry. I just got out of a relationship 6 months ago, and my friends thought I should step out of my normal box.
The perfect box?
He asks, the sly grin from earlier emerging. My friends weren't lying. This isn't my scene. I gesture toward the tent area.
Would you like it to be?
My eyes slowly drift to meet his once more. His gaze is seeking. You have to be over getting to know me already, and you don't even know my last name. He bellows a laugh.
The only reason I need your last name is to track you down after tonight. That is, if you don't give me your phone number.
A rumbling erupts in my stomach. At first, I think it's butterflies fluttering from him still wanting something to do with me, but I quickly realize it's the grumbling of vomit circling in my stomach. I need to get out of here fast. My eyes search for a trash can. Nothing. You still want my number? I ask, hiccuping as acid sneaks up my throat.
Yeah, I kind of like to unwrap perfect boxes. You'd be surprised what I find.
If my throat wasn't burning and my stomach wasn't churning, I'd be swooning. Unable to say anything, I cover my mouth and Lucas's whole persona changes from suave to panic. I widen my eyes, searching for anything to throw up in. There's not even a tree anywhere in sight. Before I can run past him and throw up in the middle of the sidewalk, the vomit rushes up my throat and I bend over, emptying the contents of my stomach at his feet. Once I'm at the point of dry heaving, the tears in my eyes clear enough for me to focus, and I realize that I've thrown up in Lucas's duffel bag. Lennon's suddenly beside me, pulling back my long blonde hair. Are you okay, sweetie? Though my stomach feels much better, I just added another layer of embarrassment to tonight. Covering my mouth, not to add my horrible breath to the mix, I mumble my apology, but Lucas's eyes fixate on the bag. Let me take the bag and I'll get your clothes cleaned. I'll buy you a new one. He stops me with his hand.
Unless you know a cleaner that will wash my money, it's useless.
He says, and Lennon breaks out laughing. I hit her in the stomach and she covers her mouth with her hand to stop herself. This is classic, she says from behind her hand, completely disregarding the seriousness of the situation. Lucas, I sigh, ready to bend on my knees to apologize for the umpteenth time when he puts his hand up in the air. He looks only at Lennon.
You should get your girl home.
Lennon grabs my arm, dragging me down the sidewalk as I continue to shout apologies. He ignores me as he stares down at his bag, running his hands through the long layers of his honey blonde hair. Could my life get any worse?